You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Special education funding and tax cuts were on the table last night as budget hearings continued in the state legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans approved $336 million in new education spending, most of it for special education. The amount falls well short of what Governor Evers and education advocates were seeking in the budget. Evers proposed spending over $3 billion in new education funding in his budget. Last night's Common Council meeting featured a number of agenda items, among them approval of the Haven on Main development project, measures to allow the School District of La Crosse to begin work on a pair of elementary schools, and resolutions to increase the stormwater utility rate to fund capital projects and keep up with inflation through 2029. Meanwhile, next week's La Crosse County Board of Supervisors meeting is canceled. The June meeting isn't happening due to a lack of agenda items. June means June Dairy Month, and a number of dairy breakfast events are happening across western Wisconsin. The La Crosse County Dairy Breakfast is at the Interstate Fairgrounds tomorrow morning in West Salem, with food served from 6 until 11 a.m. In Vernon County, the Lepke Family Farm near Viroqua will be the host for the dairy breakfast from 7 until 11 a.m. Juneau and Buffalo County have their dairy breakfasts a week from Sunday. You can find all of the events and more information at wisconsindairy.org. Monday is the grand opening of the Merrick Park Arboretum. The brand new attraction to La Crosse will celebrate its opening with a ribbon cutting on Monday at 10:30 a.m. The free event includes tours, a pruning demonstration, tree climbing, and more. There will be food trucks and activities for children as well. The Arboretum Grand Opening event is from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at Merrick Park. There's no cost to take part in the activities. You can find more information on the City of La Crosse Parks, Rec, and Forestry page. La Crosse County joined several other counties of the state of Wisconsin in setting a new tourism record. The county's economic impact from tourism went up 3.4% to $519 million. La Crosse County brought in an additional $1.3 million in local taxes and over $12 million in direct visitor spending, a nearly 4% increase. Bordering counties Monroe, Jackson, and Trempealeau all saw decreases in tourism impact, while Vernon County saw its economic impact increase by 4.4%. The state grew by 3.3%. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy emerging as a hotbed for large-scale renewable projects providing economic benefits. Judith Ruiz Branch reports for Public News Service.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The renewable energy push has faced some resistance, with critics saying the projects replace some of the state's valuable farmland. A law lawsuit has been filed after Elon Musk attempted to give money to Wisconsin voters ahead of the spring election this April. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to two Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person.
This year's state Supreme Court race won by Susan Crawford shattered state and national spending records for a judicial election. A mostly dry day is in store, but rain and storm chances return this weekend. Today, highs will get to around 80 degrees in most places, with rain chances increasing in the afternoon. Overnight, tonight into tomorrow, there's a slight chance of rain and storms, with highs reaching 80 tomorrow. As the temperature rises early into next week, so does our chances of rain and thunderstorms, with highs climbing well into the 80s through next week, and rain chances each day for several days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew host the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005, when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987, alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible and a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.